Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today for the first hour and a half is Janice Barcello. Her websites are birthofanewearth.com, where you can donate so that she can get this new book published, and also birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And my question was whether or not the people in Europe were more open to your information than they are here.
You know, I'm not really sure, Deanna, because I haven't spoken publicly in Europe yet. I don't know how I'll be received. I do tend to think there is more open people there, but I can't say that for sure because I really haven't experienced it yet. I'll let you know. I generally have a lot of positive feedback in America when I do give talks here. I get, especially from the men, interestingly, I feel that my work is very, very well received by the men in particular. And that's probably because I talk about circumcision and things that really hit home for them. But yeah, we'll see what happens in the UK and also in the Netherlands. I may be going to Germany and Ireland, and let's see what unfolds, and I'll let you know when I get back.
All righty.
I think they're more open. Yeah.
All righty. So you anticipate the book will be out in December, the first volume of the book.
Yeah. Okay. I hope I'll be complete with writing the book at the end of December. I then have to find somebody that will print it for me without jumping through the hoops of the mainstream system. So going through a book fulfillment company or something like that. There's a difference. You guys may know Clint Richardson, who used to do a show with RBN.
Yes.
And he has been my teacher in this area, helping me to make the distinction between publishing and printing a book, whereas publishing puts it in the realm of the government ownership and government censorship. Printing it gives them no authority. You get it printed, it's paid for, it's done, you get the books, you know, you have the books, you store the books, and you send them out as people want them. So they really can't do anything about that once you have the books. And that's the thing I prefer to do, but it's going to cost many thousands of dollars to get, you know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 copies of this book printed. So at least 10,000, I'm thinking. I think Clint had to raise 15,000 to get his book printed, but he did it. So he's been my guide. He's been my hero. He's a trailblazer. And I'm learning.
Yes, in a number of ways. He really is.
Yeah. So I'm learning from him. And I hope to follow in his footsteps.
Yes.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to ask me about ultrasound? there's much more I could be saying about it.
Well, the whole idea is just, it is amazing. And then, of course, you have to look at all the other radiation that we're exposed to. And, of course, this occurred after 9/11, when they decided that they were going to radiate people who were traveling, and which I think is very dangerous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an entire grid that they have in place right now. You know, we're surrounded by the Wi-Fi towers and smart meters and microwave ovens in our homes, cell phones, Wi-Fi, you know, Wi-Fi routers, and everywhere we go, basically, we're being exposed to these frequencies. And if people understood the difference, you know, the human body puts out about the maximum hertz are about 30. We have 30 hertz running through our body and being transmitted out into the world, you know, through our bodies. And when we compare that to, let's say, ultrasound, which is operating in the megahertz range. All right. Now, kilohertz, 1 kilohertz equals 1,000 hertz. And for a megahertz, 1 megahertz equals 1 million hertz. When the human body has 30 hertz, ultrasound is exposing us to somewhere between, let's say, 3 million and 50 million hertz. That's a very big difference in electromagnetic assault. It's an assault on our electromagnetic fields. And if people understood how they're generating this technology, with ultrasound, it's very similar to the way they generate radiation in general. With radiation, they have atom smashing machines. So they take these machines, they smash the basic building blocks of our reality, literally, causing, you know, these electrons. Atoms are composed of a nucleus and electrons that orbit around the nucleus of the atom. This is a very basic thing I'm going to say right now. And when you smash the atoms, the electrons move out of their orbit completely, and then the atom is desperate to try to put itself back together. So the electrons try to, you know, get themselves back in place, and it's a frantic, desperate attempt, and they're emitting radiation in the effort to try to recover from the attack, in the same way that we are all trying to recover from the attack on the basic building blocks of our biology. Okay.
Right.
With ultrasound, they take crystals, usually quartz crystals, and they blast these crystals with electricity. And what happens to the crystals is that they, you know, the electricity has the effect of kind of squeezing the crystal and forcing the crystal to morph and deform at the rate of a million times per second. The crystal deforms in response to the what I'm going to call electroshock torture of the crystals. And again, we see that the electrons, the atoms that are within that crystal, the electrons are forced out of their orbits, and they will try to jump back in to reconnect with the nucleus and restore the balance of the atoms in the crystal. And they emit radiation, or they emit an electrical charge that is harnessed to by the medical system to send images back to their ultrasound screens. So whenever a medical doctor puts that transducer on a woman's body, what's going on inside that transducer is the electroshock torture of crystals.
Mm.
So I would say the crystals are putting out a scream, right? When they morph and deform, they're pushing and pulling the air around them, which creates the acoustic effect called ultrasound. But I would say that that is a scream. That is a scream that any of us would be experiencing if we were exposed to that level of electroshock torture, which many people are being also by the medical system. And the FDA just recently decided that they're going to support the electroshock torture of children.
Oh, this is so terrible. I am so against it. It is so, I cannot believe that anybody would think that that has got to be helpful for any purpose whatsoever.
Well, it is helpful if you want to destroy the brain and the functioning capacity of a human being. It's very helpful if you want to create a being that has no connection to their emotions, no connection to their spiritual foundation, no ability to connect with the divine mind anymore, and no ability to function properly in the world except to become an obedient robotic slave.
Oh, gosh. Just makes me sick.
Well, the whole thing should make us sick.
I'm looking at your blog spot, and I note that you use Medscape, which I totally agree with. Fetal deaths outnumber infant deaths for first time in the United States. And we are supposed to be an advanced country. People in this country spend more for medical care than anybody else in the world. People in this country take more prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. Yet we have the sickest population of anyone.
Well, the joke's on us, and we're paying for it. We're paying these people to do this to us. Okay, that's the most amazing thing of all. Now, with fetal deaths, naturally, this is the result of ultrasound in combination with vaccines and with everything else that they are doing during what they call prenatal care. Prenatal care is an attack on the baby. Absolutely.
Oh, I believe that. Certainly.
So all the stuff about, you know, gestational diabetes and encouraging Rh negative women to get the Rogam shot, all of these things are extremely damaging. There is really not a such thing as gestational diabetes. They are making it up for the most part. And I've done the research on this topic, and I've created a short write-up to do a video about it. But it's all fiction from top to bottom. Michelle Odont, who's a very famous French obstetrician, very involved with gentle birth, he wrote an article entitled Gestational Diabetes, A Diagnosis in Search of a Disease. And yet, they're diagnosing women left and right with gestational diabetes and preeclampsia, you know, forcing them to, you know, submit to induction, forcing them to, you know, force their babies out of the womb prematurely through very dangerous drugs and very dangerous technologies. So the medical profession is actually responsible for causing at least 25% of the premature births in our country, intentionally inducing premature births through induction.
Terrible.
Right. Everything about the prenatal care system is a hazard. It is designed to hurt the babies. Every aspect of it. And I'm not making this up. I'm not.
I know you're not.
I am serious. I've done the research. And as soon as I can get this book completed, I don't know actually when the second volume will get done, but as soon as I can get done with this information, then I will make this video series, because I've done a lot of the preparatory work for the video series. I've got so many things that I want to do in order to share the truth with people. And folks, I could really use your support. So please, if you appreciate what I'm sharing with you, if you find value in this, please support my work. Go to my website at Birth of a New Earth and make a donation there. You can specify it if you want me to use the money for a specific thing, or if you just want me to, you know, if you just want to support my work, you can let me know. If you say, I only want you to use this to print the book, then that's what I'll do.
Okay, and people can also sign up, subscribe to the website so that they can get news about the book when it comes out, and just to keep abreast of what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And my website has some good information on it. Of course, my blog is much more hard-hitting. It's not for everybody, but my blog is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com, and there is so much information. Actually, on both sites, there's very...
A lot of information, a lot of information. More than... you've worked very hard on this. It's obvious.
I've worked hard on all of it, and I really need support at this point financially, because I haven't gotten paid for any of what I've put out there, basically. It's all been given to people for free. Everything on the internet. You know, and there's quite a bit. All my YouTube videos, all my radio shows, all my television shows, you know, everything's been given to people. And I'm asking people now, I urgently need to receive so that I can move forward in sharing this information. So please hear my plea and respond.
Well, I hope people will be generous and help you with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about mammography, which, of course, I think I know that it's very dangerous. They are looking, anytime you go in for any kind of medical screening, they're not looking to help you. They're trying to find something that they can treat for a profit. And 90% of all mammographies are false positive.
Yes, it's very similar to the ultrasound result, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, mammography exposes people to very high levels of radiation. So if you want to get breast cancer, then go have your mammograms every year, because you can pretty much be assured
that you'll get it.
That they're going to create it with their very evil technologies.
And you also have an article on root canals, which I've covered on this program before, and about how incredibly dangerous they are, that it just permeates all kinds of things throughout your body. It's awful.
Now, what was? I didn't hear what you said.
Root canals.
Oh, root canals. Well, yeah, I've got information because, of course, dentistry and veterinary medicine are all part of the same system. So root canals leave the ability for some really, really bad bacteria to build up in the pockets inside where your teeth are supposed to be, you know,
sure.
growing roots. And this can cause disease throughout your body.
So you also mentioned veterinarian medicine.
Well, the vets also are killing animals.
I know.
The vaccines and promoting very bad food for animals. So, for example, if you feed your animal dry kibble, especially cats, especially male cats, the chances of them developing
urinary,
they'll get kidney failure.
Yeah.
Because it creates a chronic state of dehydration. And it puts the kidneys in overload. And, of course, the kidneys exhaust themselves at some point, and the cat will develop kidney failure and die. It's extremely painful when they are developing the kidney failure as well. They go through, you know, urinary obstructions. And it's
kidney stones. Bladder stones.
And you see animals that are under, you know, annual checkups with vets, and they're repeatedly vaccinated, have massive skin problems. You know, they're losing their fur. They're developing behavioral problems. They're running around in circles, you know, chasing their own tails because they have neurological problems that have been created by the vaccine. Their dispositions change. Even when they go for spay-neuter, much of the spay-neuter is being done without anesthetic.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The same way that much of the cesarean section of women is happening without anesthetic. I've, you know, published many stories in my book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Medicine, of women being cut into without any anesthetic taking effect or without any anesthetic being given. So they're feeling they're being tortured.
Oh, gosh.
While their babies are being taken out. And we know that they're doing this to infants every day in neonatal intensive care units, operating on them without anesthetic. This is what they do, folks. This is what we're dealing with. This is the truth of the medical system.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yes.
I know. I know. It's, but to hear it, it just makes me just.
And here we are fighting to have insurance so that we can go to these people, so that we can hand our bodies over to them, our children's bodies, our animals' bodies.
And the deception about that, we're coming up on a 3-minute break here. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Our guest for the first hour and a half today has been Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com, where I hope that you will visit and make a donation so that she can continue her work, and particularly so that she can get this book out, especially with the Amazon censorship. It's going to be really difficult. And hey, the blog.
I want to thank Wesley, who already responded to the call. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Wesley.
Wonderful. Thank you. The deceptive thing about the Affordable Health Care Act is that before everybody was forced to have insurance, you could say, well, I'm not going to have this treatment. I can't afford it. Now, if everybody is enrolled in this system, which is a very devious way of getting everybody enrolled, you will not be able to decline treatment. They will force you to have treatment against your will. They will force you to have vaccines against your will. And people are not aware of this, that this is so deceptive. They tell you that so everybody can have access to health care? No, it's so that the allopathic health care industry can have access to your very, very profitable body. Correct?
Well, I think it's kind of laughable that they imagine they can force us to do things without our permission. But on the other hand, they are medically kidnapping children, taking them away from parents with the help of CPS, and you know, experimenting on them and forcing very, very dangerous drugs and surgeries on these children. So they do have the potential for great evil.
And they do control the law in certain states. In California, you cannot enroll your child in school unless they're fully vaccinated.
And that's a good thing, you know, because it's going to push everybody to homeschool. And that's a better deal than sending them to these people. You know, you cannot. This is the whole structure is extremely bad in terms of us giving our children to these people to raise.
And that's certainly what we do when we enroll them in government schools.
Yeah. And of course, the judicial system is exactly that. These are the people that control the system.
Sure.
And this is the cult that wants to control the world and control what you put in your body, control your mind, control your actions, control your behavior. These beings, I would not even use the word human because I don't think they are. These beings are obviously not in their right mind.
And we acquiesce.
That's because we're under mind control. And that's why you're so important, Deanna, because what you're doing with bringing some truth to the world is helping to break down the mind control. That's what I'm doing too. And I know this is painful. That's why it's painful for people. When you begin to go through the process of the mind control breaking down, it can be extremely physiologically uncomfortable at best and emotionally devastating.
Now, there's a question in the chat room. Will you be able to find a publisher? And your objective is to publish it yourself, to house the books yourself, to do the shipping yourself, so that you have total control of your product, correct?
Yes. And as Clint Richardson reminds me, I got to get rid of the word publish, because publish means to put it in the public domain, means that they control it.
Ah.
So that's very different than printing it.
Okay, that's a good point.
This is a book that I want to have printed. I would ideally like to give it away for free to every any person that wants it. But I have to have a very large amount of donations come in order to make this possible. I certainly don't have the resources. I absolutely live on the edge, like beyond anybody else that I know. It's a very, you know, very on the edge financially life that I'm living. So I absolutely need support to do this, and I want to do it. I would really like to see this happen. And I believe it can happen. It happened for Clint. It can happen for us if we heartfully want it.
Oh, I believe that, yes. Oh, gosh.
With your help, you know? And with our help, Deanna, people are beginning to really see what's happening in our world. And once we see, they really can't control us anymore. They can try. But David Icke said something very interesting. You know, when you ask him the question about, aren't you worried that they're going to kill you? He said something like, they can't kill me, because I'm not in the same frequency realm where they exist. And this is what happens for us as we begin to understand, as we begin to move through the fear of these entities and restore our power and restore our reconnection with the good, with the loving creator, instead of the, you know, the imposter that everybody's worshiping. Then we will be in another realm where they can't hurt.
Exactly. Well, thank you so very much for being with us today. And the website again is birthofanewearth.com, where you can make a donation. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we are going to have open lines for the next hour and a half. And there are several things that I've been thinking about just in the last week, and that I would like to talk about. I've linked a couple of articles, one by Dave Martin and one by Miles Mathis, that was referred to me by a really good friend in Texas, that the name of it is Looks Like Donald Trump is Jewish. And there's some things about that article that I would like to talk about. Anyway, but let's take a phone call. We have somebody on the line. Tom in Utah. Tom, welcome.
Yeah, I tried to call in while you had your guest on because I wanted her to touch on the factor of the placental magnification, in other words, the osmotic scavenging of the placenta. And whenever the baby, whenever the mother is consuming one pill, the baby's taking a whole bottle.
That affects, oh, dear.
You understand what I'm talking?
Yes.
In other words, if a mother smokes a cigarette, it's like the baby smoking a full pack.
Oh, my.
Whatever chemicals are in the mother's bloodstream, you know, with the scavenging effect of the placenta, the infant is actually getting, in many cases, 100 times the concentration in its blood as that the mother's experiencing.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is Tom Rogers from Utah, and we've had him on the program before, and he's paid a heavy price for divulging things that the government didn't want to be revealed. And anyway, thank you for calling in. Do you have some more things to add?
Well, I was also going to ask her to check out my website titled infanticideusa.com or infanticideus. Okay. Either way.
Right. I will Skype her your email or your website.
Yeah, ask her to call me too, since I'm not very far from Clint Richardson's home anyway. It'd be kind of fun, but.
That's right.
I'd like it.
Have you ever met him?
I've been trying to get. I met him in a gathering, you know, in the crowd, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him any more than just say hello. But I've been trying to get his attention on this, too. I actually did a presentation for Barbara Lowe Fisher on vaccines. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, no. Tell us about it.
Well, they were really unhappy with, well, I shouldn't say Barbara was unhappy, but most of the crowd were a little unhappy because the item in the vaccines that nobody discusses with any real, how do you say, real attention is the animal tissue media. And so when you're injecting a child with a vaccine, you're not only getting, you know, the mercury and all the other additives, but the base of that vaccine is animal tissue. So you're getting the DNA. You're getting the antigenic proteins, in other words, all the cellular structure of that animal may be present there, and you inject that into the bloodstream directly, you know, bypassing the liver. That means your immune system experiences all of those tissues and builds up antibodies against those tissues. Let's say specifically, well, let's see, with a DPT, you get very large factions of the tissue in that media. So that means you can develop antibodies for just about any tissue in your own body.
Mm.
So, you know,
which
that
accounts
predisposes
for all of the autoimmune diseases that children, well, adults have also.
You know, one of the
correct
big ones for predisposing, let's see, type 1 diabetes in children is a DPT, because the DPT is supposed to be injecting you with, you know, diphtheria, pertussis, tetani. They're all bovine source. So the material in that vaccine has not been tightly screened, you know, so you're getting actually full particles of the animal's tissue. And in this case, you're getting beta cells from the pancreas, the islets of Langerhans, which produce insulin, included in that. And when you inject that child's body, if his system is not capable of destroying that foreign tissue immediately, the antibodies then are being produced, and they will attack the child's own islets of Langerhans or its own pancreas. And that sets that child up for type 1 diabetes. That's just one example. You got lupus, you got MS, you got muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis. The list goes on forever. And when you have certain individuals that are just at a sensitive or weakened spot, then they succumb and end up with the chronic disease or chronic autoimmune disease. And nobody ever wants to attribute that to the vaccines. So when I presented that issue to Barbara Lowe Fisher's group in D.C. or Virginia, where it was, they were really nervous because what I was basically telling them, that the vaccines were also indicated that every time they wrapped their lips around a piece of animal tissue themselves, if their liver wasn't breaking that down, metabolizing it, that was also a trigger for their autoimmune diseases. And nobody wants to interfere with their Big Mac or their hot dog.
Ugh.
But the reality is every vaccine is based on animal tissue, whether it's a monkey or cow, chicken, pig, whatever, or fetus. When you bring that vaccine and you inject it into the human body, it's bypassing the liver. So you're directly injecting animal tissue into your blood. And then since you're an animal too, you have every cellular structure that animal has, and that can turn your body against your own tissues.
Wow. Thomas, could you stay on with us for a while? Do you have the time?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been listening all day today.
Great. Let's go ahead and take the next caller, Thomas, and maybe you could answer a question for him if he's got one that's relevant to our last guest. Thomas in New Mexico?
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask I don't want to be off the topic. Your guest shared about radiation, and she mentioned smart meters and cell towers. I was wondering if I could share something about that.
Sure.
I called a couple of days on the phone. I spoke with Virginia Farber. I don't know if you heard of her.
No, I haven't.
She gave me permission to give her phone number out. She's an activist. I called her 2 days ago because I'm being... your guest mentioned microwaves. Well, the cell towers are microwave transponders. And everywhere I go, whether I go to Santa Fe or northern New Mexico, currently I'm east of Albuquerque in the East Mountains of Albuquerque, and I'm being radiated every day. I have internal bleeding organs right now. I have serious heart problems. There is two doctors that are woken up in Santa Fe that are also being affected by the cell towers. But my doctor I went to, she's a skeptic. She doesn't believe me. The reason why I called Virginia Farber, she's been kind of a big support in what I'm going through. I don't have a long time to live what I'm going through. Virginia's up in Fort Collins, and her son, Virginia's son, died at 28 years old from the cell towers. He got Alzheimer's at 28 years old, bleeding in the brain, and she lost her son from the cell towers, and the cell phones as well are weapons also. They give EMF radiation, EMF frequencies, and they're killing me. And if you need to contact Virginia Farber, can I give you her number?
Sure.
Virginia Farber's phone number is, and she gave me full permission to give her phone number out. She asked me to let people contact her. Her phone number, 970-689-3798. Again, 970-689-3798. And that's Virginia Farber, and she's friends with Deborah Tavares. Deborah
okay.
Tavares is also being targeted like I am.
Okay. Well, I think everyone that uses a cell phone or has a microwave oven or lives within a range of a cell tower is probably being targeted. But Tom, What do you think about this as far as people who are more vulnerable to this this attack? Tom in Utah, what do you think?
Well, you mean you're talking about microwave radiation?
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm not so sure about that area.
Okay.
We are assaulted by the sun by 750 watts per square yard. And these items we're talking about, though they're frequency specific, their radiation power is far less. So, who knows?
Sure. And isn't there a difference between what's natural and what is man-made?
Actually, not. We've just taken a certain bandwidth of the sun or a certain form of the particles of the sun, and we're just duplicating it.
Okay.
Man is pretty stupid. He cannot invent anything really new. I hate to say that. We just simply figure out how to duplicate what's already there in nature. And we see, I worked on what was called SATCOMs, where we used microwave or radar.
Did we lose you?
Okay, still here? Still.
Yes, yes.
I heard that hash like they were... Okay. So anyway, I'm not the person to give you an answer on his question.
You're cutting out.
Oh. I said I'm not... That's not my area of expertise,
I guess. Okay. Well, Thomas in New Mexico, bless your heart. I'm so sorry you're having these issues. So many people, and somebody mentioned Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's has become just so, everybody knows somebody who has it. And it's almost as terrible as autism, only at the different end of the spectrum. Anyway, Thomas in New Mexico.
Can I share just one little more information with you?
Sure.
I'm also in contact with Scott Hensler. Last name is spelled H-E-N-S-L-E-R. And he's an electronics engineer. He's an ex-police officer. He's a licensed ham radio amateur, ham radio operator. He's also being targeted. He's a targeted individual just like I am. He knows a lot more about this. He's up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He also broadcasts on radio, and if you contact him, I'm sure he would be on with you. His website is tinfoilhatclub.com. www.tinfoilhatclub.com, or you go to scotthensler.org, and his phone number.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We can contact him via his website.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I have internal bleeding organs from being targeted for a long time. I can't. It won't stop anywhere I go. It just, when they roll out the 5G network, it's going to get a lot worse. And Virginia Farber has been an activist trying to slow it down, trying to fight it.
All righty. Well, thank you for your phone call and best wishes to you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes. Yes, Tom.
I was curious when he says he has internal bleeding to the specific. Wow, I was up late.
Specify.
Last night.
Specify
specifically
where.
What he's been told.
Yes.
Is he gone?
He's gone. He's gone. But if he's hearing, maybe he can give us a call. Okay, let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes?
Yeah, Deanna. Which I could have gotten in there to ask Denise Barcelo. She knows a lot about raising children. should you raise your infant child to be a vegetarian? I mean, I've looked at this issue a little bit. I can guarantee you that if you raise your child as a vegetarian, it will have tooth decay. It'll probably have crooked teeth and need braces. Weston Price, a dentist, found this out. He studied all over the world. He went to societies all over the world trying to find societies that were still eating their ancient diets.
We're going to a quick break, so everybody hang on and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And we have some callers, and we were talking with Wes, who was talking about Weston Price and that he had traveled all over the world. So, Wes, continue, and then, Tom, I'll have you respond.
Yeah, Weston Price traveled all over the world. He was suspicious that when people started eating the modern Western diet with sugar and grains, that they were lacking something and they got tooth decay from this, and also got their teeth growing in crooked. That's exactly what he found out. Is a book from 1940 will show that. It will show people with perfect teeth that were still eating their ancient diet, which had vitamin K2 in it, which you cannot find in a vegan diet. And as soon as they started eating the modern Western diet, they got tooth decay, and they also got crooked teeth. And, to come against this thing, I mean, there are a number of people that keep hearing on RBN call and say, oh, you got to be vegan. You got to be vegan. Yeah, you don't have canine teeth. Yeah, you chew the cud, don't you? You got two or three stomachs just like a friggin' giraffe or a rhinoceros. They're big and strong. Don't you want to be big and strong like the rhinoceros? Well, eat your vegetables, eat your greens. There are a number of people. Denise Menger is one of my favorites. She, about 10 years old, she became a vegetarian. Then at 16 years old, she went into the dentist. They told her she had 10 or 15 tooth decays. So she started studying the China study, which is kind of a Bible for the vegetarians, and found out that Mr. Campbell was coming to conclusions that were not supported by the evidence. Her book is Death by Food Pyramid. It's on the internet. There's Lair Keith. She's got
I was just going to mention her. Yeah.
She was a vegetarian, and she changed her mind. She's got the vegetarian myth now. Terry Walls, who is kind of famous for improving on her multiple sclerosis. She's a doctor. She was an athlete, a great athlete. She has improved herself quite a bit, gone from a wheelchair to at least getting around again. But once again, she was a vegetarian. She changed over. You might be able to get her. There's a book on the internet, Stone Age Diet. And it has two or three pages in there, the digestive system of the human, the dog, and the sheep. And we humans have virtually identical digestive systems to a dog. The biggest difference is an appendix. We have appendix, they don't. And the sheep is totally different, of course.
Okay, everybody hang on at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without
chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.